morning. 10:47 a.m. January the 10th. Tuesday. 2017. It's breezy. I'm out here in a sweatshirt. A hooded sweatshirt, for which I am grateful. But I'm grateful for the hood because the breeze is a bit cuttish. But it's a beautiful morning. It's been a completely unproductive day so far. I'm not looking for that to get a whole lot better. I do have one piece of business I have to do today. I have another piece of business I have to do tomorrow. Pay taxes. And I'm hoping the phone is going to ring. Expecting a call from my banker. I'm trying to renew my Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers dues membership. And for some reason, the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers website seems to think that the bank is telling it that the address is wrong. And it's the same address I've always used. So I'm not exactly sure what the problem is. Footing is ridiculous this morning. Because of the melt, and then it went down to low double digits overnight. So it melted and then it froze. As a result, there are places. I just walked past one. I've got another one right here. Where the runoff has coated the road and then frozen. It's really slick. So I'm having to be particularly careful where I put my feet. So yeah, I need to deal with that. I need to get taxes taken care of. I need to get my dues renewed. To get the walk underway. I need to get back. I have to get groceries. So I'll have something to fix for dinner. Oh, actually I do have something to fix for dinner. I made chicken soup yesterday, but I was away picking up a kid from work and they were late. So the folks left at the house dipped into the soup, even though it wasn't actually, completed. Didn't have the mushrooms in it. I didn't have any potatoes in it. I was going to put noodles in it, but if I carve up some potatoes, I can do that tonight. That'll work. I'll have to get groceries tomorrow. Yeah, that'll work. That'll free up an hour for today for me to work on my office. Yes, my office. I have an office in the house. It's a separate room, actually. But mostly it's a junk room. And what I want to do is spend an hour or so today to get it so that I can use it for writing. I have a dedicated writing machine, thanks to a fan who sent me a laptop. Then all I need to do is take my laptop desk, my lap desk, and my new machine into the office where I have a comfy chair. And I need to clean out some of the trash. I need to clean out the junk. I need to deal with the books that are there. So, I don't know anymore. I kind of wondered. Pulled up to the stop sign, no blinker light, no nothing. I started to pull through the intersection to go straight, and then put on a blinker light and cut me off. Not really. I was still on the sidewalk. God, there's so much water. Excuse me. So yeah, I'm thinking, I'm planning, I'm moving, I'm liking the story. I keep going back to that, and I keep liking it. And so I think, and I guess I talked about this yesterday, I don't remember. I need to just finish it and see what it looks like, I think. In the shade, it looks like just like, you know, like a damp piece of sidewalk, and then you step on it and realize, oh no, that's something quite very different. La-di-da. And we head east. This is beautiful. This is clear and dry. Of course, it also is the part of the walk that gets the most sun. post. So I spent the first hour not listening to music this morning. I spent the first mile, just walking, listening to the water run, listening to all the wind chimes that are around the neighborhood. There's one house up here on the corner that has three sets, all in different registers. So there's a deep bonging sound, and then there's a middle tone, and then there's a high tinkle. It's really quite charming. It's also really quite noisy. I don't know if I have a wind chime. I have a bell buoy wind chime. When it bongs, it sounds like a bell buoy. If you've never heard a bell buoy, offshore, a very distinctive deep bell bong sound, and they're really handy in the fog because you can hear them even though you can't see them. One more. I'm down out of the wind. Back hurts, shoulders carrying too much tension. I don't know if you can hear the geese or not. Being in the moment. Keeping my feet under me and my head off the sidewalk. Well, if I'm not going to go to the grocery store this morning, I've got to figure out what I'm going to do for lunch. There's always some problem. I made tuna melts yesterday. Chipping some of the ice away from his curb. Can you hear the leaves? These trees along the side here, I think they're crab apples. Their leaves didn't drop. They're all brown and rattly, but they didn't drop. So the wind blowing through just now is, wow. That almost got pickled. Somebody pulling out of the side street here, in front of an oncoming car. I don't quite... It looked closer than probably it was. Closer than I would have been interested in doing. All the mornings in the thermals bundled up like a 4-year-old to go play in the snow. And today it's 50 degrees. Sun's beautiful. Of course it's 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning. It's midday really. I thought about going out at 7:30. Thought about going out to get a sunrise picture this morning, and I said, no. No. I went to bed too late last night, so I needed to sleep a little bit this morning. It was 6:30, 6:45 before I got out of bed. I need to get back on my normal schedule. I need to get back, so when the cats wake me up at 6:30, I'm able to get up and get moving and get my day awake and get a cup of coffee in me so I can go for the walk. I think sunrise is like 7:15. Those are some of the best pictures when the sun is just coming up. It's also some of the prettiest sky. Right now overhead, it's so blue, it's almost black. No, not quite, but it's really blue. Squeaky boots. Thanks, I have some. Trying to push this last little bit. Walking alongside the park here. Coming up on the gazebo. It's too late, Eric. You've awakened the gazebo. I wonder how many people got the reference when they see this marker here, this Pokemon gym. You've awakened the gazebo. So much cool Poke action here. Oh, that looks nasty. I just threw one of the little cul-de-sacs here. Got water. It's not standing like half an inch. And now it's probably going to freeze because it's going to start going into shadow. Had a lake here at the foot of the hill. The drain was blocked with ice and snow. City came by with some plows on little four-wheelers and chipped away and chunked away until they got it done. Here I am. I made it. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.